Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, I was explaining how we can know that we have eternal life. Let's continue with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible says. The affirmation built on the forevermore seen here. Again, let's look at verse 13 again. And these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Okay, again, see that? And he says that ye may know and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. You know because God cannot lie. We read those verses already in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18, Colossians chapter 1, verse 2. God cannot lie. He is immutable. He's unchanging. So, this is his promise. He's impeccable. He does not lie. He's pure. He's completely trustworthy. Faith says, I trust God. I believe the gospel. Therefore, I repent and believe. I receive him as my Savior, knowing I can't save myself. Now, my friend, if you think that you're good work, you think you can save yourself, this is what you have to be able to do. You have to be able to do what Jesus did. Now, what did Jesus do in his humanity? He died a very cruel death on the cross. He was buried, not only buried, but wrapped in clothes, just like we'd be put in a casket. And buried in the ground, he was in a cave, but wrapped in clothes. Remember when Lazarus was raised from the dead? They had to help him after he got up, come just a little ways. He couldn't do much. He was bound, and they had to help him. Well, what you've got to be able to do then is die, your spirit depart from your body, and your body is put in the grave, in the ground, and whether it's in a cave or in the ground somewhere, it's bound. And then your spirit, after 3 days, needs to be able to re-enter your body, change your body, make your body alive, bring your body out of that grave and out of whatever thing would restrain it, and then make your body to be able to ascend up into heaven and appear before God completely pure and holy with no evil. If you can't do that, then you need a Savior. You see, I'm accepted in the Beloved. When I received Christ as my Savior, I became accepted in him. You see, God accepts his Son, his sacrifice. And the only way I'm accepted is in Christ. And so Ephesians 1:6 says that we are, after we've received him as our Lord and Savior, we are accepted in the Beloved. And isn't that great? Isn't that great to know? I'm accepted in Christ Jesus. Wow, that's great news. That's eternal news. That is good news. Accepted in Christ Jesus. Now, having received him as my God and Savior, I know, because God does not lie, that I'm going to heaven. Now, some people say, we can't know you're going to heaven. Well, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, you know. How do I know? Because God does not lie. I take him at his word. That's how I know. That's how anybody knows. By taking him at his word, he's received Christ, given his life to Christ, and by the way, now that come to Christ is just like marriage. You say, what do you mean? Well, that means that you make a commitment and you're committed to that relationship. Okay? You're committed to that relationship. And again, look back at verse 13. He says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, it's not believe it as a fact, you know, and that alone, and that's all there is to it. I mean, I believe that Donald Trump is the president of the United States at this point as I'm speaking. But that doesn't mean that I know him personally. That doesn't mean that I govern anything that he does. No. No, it doesn't. I believe that the weather is every bit as good as I am told that it is in parts of Central America, North America, and different places. I believe that. I really do. I believe that the mountains of the Swiss Alps are as beautiful as pictures I've seen. I believe that the Grand Canyon, and I have seen it, that it is an awesome, awe-striking view. Just amazing. My friend, just believing those things doesn't change if I'm not there to enjoy them. You know, I can say, boy, that steak looks good and not eat it. Boy, that vitamin would be the healthiest thing I could take, but if I don't take it, I can even believe it. But if I don't take it, it's no good. That medicine, oh, that's the exact medicine I have to heal this thing that's wrong with me. But if I don't take it, even though I believe it, then it doesn't mean anything. You see, Jesus did all the work for my salvation. I can't do a thing. He did it all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift, 2 Corinthians 9 tells. But my friend, he paid it all. He did it all. Ours is to receive it by repentance and faith. So it can't be just a state. It can't be just a moment of emotion. I was flying on an airplane recently, and it was a very interesting situation. I flew into a city, and my flight was delayed getting there, and so we got there. And I was going to have another layover for my next flight. But on the way to that city, I'd sat in the back at the previous airport and gotten back where my seat was assigned. It's right there at the back. And the stewardess come up to me and says, sir, we're going to need you to move up near the front. And she started to explain weight distribution and all that. And I said, well, that's fine. That's fine. I don't mind moving. And so she took me down to the front. It was almost the first class section. I was hoping she'd go just one more because the very next seat up was first class. But still, there was a lot of room to stretch out my legs and all that. So I was real happy with that. And when a guy has sore knees, he likes to be able to stretch out those knees. Well, I sat down right there by the window, is what was the open seat. And there's a young lady sitting there, I would say 20-ish, 30-ish, and you know, I didn't want to be like one of those old men that's coming on to a young lady or anything like that. But so I had the plan of salvation. As we have it written out, I believe, on our website there, God's Plan of Salvation. It's also about a 15 or 16 minute presentation on our thing verbally. But also I've got it written out. And so you can go down there and download it. But that's what I gave to her. I said, you know what? What's written in here is what changed my life. Would you read that? And she said, yes, I'll read it, you know. And so she read that thing when she got done. She said, this is what I needed. And she went on to tell me the story. She says, you know, about a month ago, I started going back to church again. Just really realized I was at a point where I needed to go back. And she says, but, you know, when I was a kid, I went to Christian camp. And, boy, everybody's making decisions and going. I went forward and I prayed and I did everything they said to do. But your track said, this thing that you wrote here said about believing with the heart, trusting with your life. And I used the illustration about the man on the high wire that going back and forth and so forth there. And when people see that he can do just about anything, then you say, okay, get on my back, I'll take you across this high ladder. And they say how high it is up, and down below is no net, just concrete. They say no. But if every room on that 20-story building is on fire and smoke's billowing up so helicopters can't get to you, fire trucks can't reach you, and then you need it delivered, that guy's there and you know he can do it, then you're willing to trust him with your life, even as hard as it may be. And you may even say, what I need to help you, he says, nothing, get on. Just get on and we'll get you over to the other side. And so you just let him do the work, but you trust your life with him. So that's what you're doing with Christ. Actually, when Eve was made, she was made to be a helpmeet, to help meet God's goal in Adam's life. And so that family, the two became one, and they were to work together, in which Adam was to be the head. And that meant that she was to follow him. But he was to lead her in love, and she was to follow him in love. And so they would to work together to accomplish the will of God in their lives. Okay, that is a commitment. That is a commitment. That is love. And that is a heart belief. Okay, that is it. Well, this girl was going on to say, you know, I think I just have emotion, but this settles. So she had it settled right there, right that moment. She had it settled. And so we talked a little bit further, and I says, you know, my seat was assigned all the way there in the back. And so I says, I don't think it's an accident. I think God had this plan for me to be moved all the way up here to the front and sit here in this seat. She says, well, you know what? She was a medical person that worked in, I think, medical supplies. But she said, you know, I had a presentation to make, and the people weren't going to show up. So I decided rather than just spend the night in this city, I'd just go ahead and fly on home. And so I said, okay, then God put you here and put you in this seat, didn't he? She says, I know it's of God. And so the flight, it was a short flight, and it landed then. And she got off and thanked me and all that. But I told her about it. I said, where'd you live? And she lived in a place, I think it's in Wilmington, North Carolina. And that's where she was going to next, and she said that was home. And I said, man, we're on some radio stations there. I told her, look for an FBN, Google it. Look for FBN and find out which stations are in Wilmington. Then I said, find a good Baptist church. I said, an independent Baptist. I says, now, it needs to be independent, and they need to use King James Bible and not use that rock and roll music. She spoke up. She says, you know what? I went back to church 1 month ago, like I told you, but that's the only time I went back. Because they were using that music. I just couldn't feel right down deep. That was right. That was the kind of music we played out there, you know, in the world. And they're out there doing all that. I just didn't understand all that. Church was never like that when I was young. I thought, oh my, here's somebody that can suddenly get things right with God and then look back and see that's the life I left and see it been active in the church. She didn't go back to church. She couldn't feel right there. She couldn't be right there.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant.